Calvin Harris, Clementine Douglas, blessings on Today FM. Good morning. I'm normally on evenings. Good morning to you. I'm all thrown off now because I am joined at the moment in studio live with none other than Clodagh Lawler. Good morning, Clodagh.
Good morning. It's so great to finally be here and get to put our faces to the names and everything. It's great.
I know, because see, Clodagh does country hits here on Wednesday evenings on Today FM. So I always introduce your show, but you're down in Limerick doing it down there. So I'm kind of talking about you, talking to you, and yet I never see you and here you are. I'm so happy to have you here.
It's great.
It's been a whirlwind of a fortnight for you. Mm. You performed your latest single on the 6 o'clock show, and then last Tuesday, you performed at the Rose of Tralee. Amazing. Do you mind if I just give a little?
Fire away.
Beautiful.
I mean, it was such, you know, when I got the message, normally, like, Dermot McFoy was like, will you come in and do the Rose of Tralee? And I was like, perfect. I thought it was like a big group thing and we'd all just be around, like, clapping us. And then he was like, what key did you do it? And I was like, oh my God, what?
This is real.
Like, this is actually real. Because I don't think for a long time there's been a female that has ever done it. I know Pat and the orchestra, the Garda Orchestra, they're amazing. He said, I've been doing it the last 40 odd years and I don't know if I have done it with a girl. Now, that could be wrong, but definitely in the last 10 years, I don't know if there's been anyone. So it was such an honour and just to be there, because, you know, you grow up at home. As a little Irish girl, like this pageant,
it's
you could probably
deal.
Say it is, and it's all over the world.
Well, let's go roll back for a second, because for Weekend Breakfast listeners, you know, who might not necessarily know, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah, so basically, I'm an Irish country singer that does, I suppose, anyone that follows Irish country music, it's around, it's kind of like dances and festivals around Ireland, huge scene. And then obviously the country hit show as well was kind of another angle that I want to get into radio, and it's just been great. Everything is country music in my life. I was just saying to you, I'm heading to Nashville after this interview. Is just my life is everything country music.
You're literally going to be going from studio here to the airport, so I'm not going to hold you for too long, okay? I promise, we're not going to make you miss your flight, but you live for country music and it is huge in Ireland. Why do you think that is?
Do you know what, it's for so long I was always wanting to get it, especially on national radio, and you'd be kind of trying to find angles to even go to people saying put country music on it. And I say, like, all the time, Beyonce, you know, Beyonce, Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, they did that collaboration. It suddenly became commercial.
Yes.
You know, Texas Hold'em, and then I had some help. And when I heard that on Claire FM, I remember a couple of, like, it was definitely nearly under 2 years ago now, I was like, okay, why are they playing that?
Something's
and they're playing
happening.
On the pop station. I'm like, that's not pop at all, that's country.
Yeah.
And then when they just started playing it more and more, and you guys started playing it in RT, I was like, this is getting big. And now it's one of the biggest genres in the world. Like, I will be honest, it's thriving right now. Everybody, as I said, is wearing cowboy boots. They all want to go to Nashville. It's like Aer Lingus, the direct flight. That just shows the traction that country music is doing. And it's amazing. And it's just, I hope that it stays and that it keeps the trend keeps going, because it's the best, I think it's the best genre in the world as well.
Well, it's definitely become really cool, because for a while it was a bit naff and there was diehard country fans out there who were probably a bit closeted because they might have. What are the biggest misconceptions about country music, do you think?
I don't know. I think some people just think of it as, like, old school. You know, they probably would have, like, grown up, the typical Irish home would have just thought, like, maybe Dolly Parton, like, all these older artists, whereas they weren't going into the angle where country music is this big genre down in Nashville, where there's so many artists every day. Like, they say on average in Nashville that 150 people move there every day to become the next, like, country singer. So it's huge. It has always been big. But I remember, like, I was like 8 years of age and I, like, half wanted to be an American, if I'm being honest. And, you know, years ago, American Idol was a show that I loved, and we didn't have that on TV at the time. Now I know it's on, like, TV3 and all that, but we didn't have it. So I'd come home from school and I'd literally, you know, to dial up the internet and you to turn off the internet and say, no one ring the house, like, for 2 hours, because I'm watching American Idol and Carrie Underwood was on it.
And
when she won American Idol that time, I think it exploded even in America when she won it. It started to become, it could become huge at this is a new generation of females.
Taylor Swift, obviously, you know, she began as a country artist you know, look, obviously she's evolved a bit now, but, you know, Shaboozy's, I'm going to play him in a minute, Beyonce, Jelly Roll, Morgan Wallen, like all the, now, again, for people who might not listen on Wednesday evenings, although you're missing out from 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings because I'm on till 10 and then Clo de Lauder takes over with all country hits. It's not just, like, you play all, like, older artists, newer artists, you play everything in between as well. Like, do you love the old stuff or do you love the new stuff? What's
100%. I mean, if you don't have the old stuff, you wouldn't have had the new stuff. So you always have to kind of remember, you know, you got to mind the older artists because they have shaped so many of the current artists and everything. And there's a lot of, like, what I love about it is a lot of artists in Nashville right now even are going back to that 90s. You've like Zac Top and all these people and Lainey Wilson. We had her on the show and I remember like getting to meet her. Like, Today FM has gotten so many artists like that they probably don't even know about yet. But Lainey Wilson, meeting her, and like, she has shaped even in the female aspect of country music and bringing in her Texas 90s vibe. But it's you see that a lot of the bigger artists have shaped their careers based on the old. So you can't forget the old, like Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton. I mean, you know, all these, you can't forget them. George Strait. So yeah, I don't think I'd ever forget the people before me, especially in Irish country music as well, because what we do over here is it is shaped from a lot of the 80s and 90s. Yeah. You know, that's the sound that maybe Irish listeners that might follow country music listen to more than the current stuff. Because I know there's a lot of artists my mother or father wouldn't know if they walked down the street. I'm sure if Morgan Wallen came to the door, my mother would be like, are you selling lines for your local GA club or something like that? You know, she wouldn't know them. But there's a lot to be said where country music is going right now. And there's so many come to Ireland.
What are you going to Nashville for, can I ask, or is that rude?
Yeah, I'm going to Nashville. Basically, I wanted to go for the last couple of years, but obviously everything just happening. And now with the show, I just said, you know what, I have met a lot of contacts with like record companies, and I'm going to the Grand Ole Opry. I'm meeting the CEO of the Grand Ole Opry. I'm interviewing him, getting a backstage tour of it that I don't think you could really buy. He was like, someone, we can get you a taxi and pick you up. I'm like, what is going on? Wow. I'm like 4 years ago, I'm literally lining up to get into these shows, and now I could be in with Vince Gill on Tuesday night, getting to meet him and Emily Ann Roberts, and I'm meeting like Russell Dickerson's man. I'm meeting so many people, going to the CMA building for a meeting, the Big Loud. So kind of like the country girl's dream. I'm living it right now.
And it's a very exciting time for country music, and I love your passion. You're passionate for it. It's just fabulous. Country Hits with Clo de Lauler on Today FM is every Wednesday from 10 p.m. and daily between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on our Today FM Country Hits channel, only on the Go Loud app. Mm-hmm. Just choose radio, scroll along the icons until you find the Country Hits, and they can find you on Instagram at Clo de Lauler Music as well.
Yes.
Let's follow you around Nashville.
Yes, definitely.
On the internet,
yeah,
okay?
TikTok, everything. You'll see me come up. So, you know, there'll be so much to follow now after today.
Clo de, thank you so much for coming
in.
Go get your flight. Go, go, go.